The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gable Briggs, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network, the loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. Shout out to everybody watching on our television affiliate, digital video platforms, and everything else in between. You like sports? You're in the right place, because we're talking sports. We're talking every sport on the program today. We got a full house. We're fully stacked. No vacancy. We're sold out. All right, we're going to start off with the coach. James Young steps up, and we'll talk a full slate of NBA basketball. Very busy night for a Friday night tonight on the hardwood. I know my boy Wayne Hardwood is getting ready to step up and in and join us as well. So we got Coach James Young and Wayne Hardwood covering the NBA tonight. We got Cousin Sal. We've got Steve Merrill. We got Dave Sharapan. We got Mick Aussie. Great Cup weekend. And we got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's going on, Cam? NHL hockey on the board tonight. Winnipeg Jets, Vancouver Canucks, a lot of stuff going on. We've got James Madison in Montana, some college football playoff action. And for the record, I'm on the Grizzlies. Give me Montana. Ooh. Plus the points against the Dukes. Let's do this thing. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Renzi? That's bold. The Dukes are a very, very good program. You know, James Madison's there every year, but you're right about the Montana Grizz. Also a very, very dangerous team. Should be a lot of fun tonight. You said it. Hey, man, we've been hitting the Canucks. Maybe we go back to them against the Jets tonight. Know what, Renzi? Great ending to the night. The last, you were smart last night. I'll give you a lot of credit. You didn't bet every NHL game, but you went wild with Minnesota, and that helped out at the end. The thing is, you got to be
I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, you're a wild and crazy guy.
How come I'm not a Minnesota Wild fan, actually? I like to get wild.
I love the Wild.
I like to be wild.
I'm going to be honest with you. That team's been good to me. And Minnesota parlay, the skull, there we go. It got interesting at the end, but it worked out.
I've always been pro-wild. Like, some teams I'm indifferent to, some teams I don't really like. And some teams, you know, actually, it's for you know what I mean? It's sort of like the only team I don't like in the NHL really are the Boston Bruins. Like, I don't like the Bruins. I got no beef with, like, most teams. Some teams upset me for gambling purposes, but I've always pulled for the Wild. You know, it's great hockey town. It's great hockey state, right? They're diehard fans. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Life isn't fair. Like, no one loves hockey more than people in Montreal. Their team sucks. They don't even care about hockey in Florida, and they win every year. Right? Look at Minnesota. They live for hockey. Like Minnesota, yeah. Duluth, the Gophers can. They support college hockey, high school hockey. They love hockey there. Can't win.
You're right.
You ever notice the markets that would, like, literally give a limb to win a cup can't win? Like, if you ask someone in Winnipeg right now, listen, I'm going to chop your pinky off, but the Jets will win the cup. They'll put their hand out.
Yeah, they will. Bring out the cleaver. No, honestly, I actually believe that. Like, if you ask, like, hardcore Jet fan, like, I'm going to cut off a limb, you'll go, I'll do it for a Stanley Cup. For sure they would.
Which
Toronto
limb?
Can, I wouldn't say,
just
like,
for the record, I would not.
I wouldn't even.
I'm not even losing my little toe or anything for a Dodger championship. I don't.
Yeah, you think I'm going to cut off a finger for the Leafs? What am I? Nuts?
You want to call me a fake fan? I'm a fake fan.
No. I agree. I'm fair weather too. But you said it.
Fair weather.
Winnipeg, nothing. Toronto.
I've said it before. It's the moral of life. You can love something, but it doesn't mean it'll love you back.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, let's roll. Thanks, Mean Gene. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to break down. It's game time decisions. I am Gable Morantz. We're throwing it down with a Ranger Red at Cam Stew. We got a full house. Coach James Young's going to join us. We've got not just Cousin Sal, but the Cousin Sal. All right? There's a lot of Cousin Sals out there, but we got the one and only Cousin Sal joining us. Street clothes, Sharapan, straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Great Cup weekend. Great Cup weekend. Mick Aussie steps up, and then we'll talk some NFL. Steve Merrill, Merrill's good because Merrill can touch on a little bit of everything. Merrill will know about the FCS playoffs, FBS playoffs. He can talk any random college basketball game. And we got a lot of stuff going on. I tweeted this out earlier. We're going to be in Los Angeles for Super Bowl week. Me and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and Pharrell, a lot of the crew, Pat McAfee. And in fact, me and Cam Stewart are going to be sharing a stage with Pat McAfee. We're coming on right after Pat's show. And I tweeted him, Cam. I said, bro, after your new contract, I'm expecting like very, it's better be a nice set, Pat. Like really nice chairs, like, you know, 30 mil a year. Like I'm expecting some like really, and also too, like I'm not asking him for a loan or anything, but let's just hope like the food spread is taken care of and everything for us.
Yeah, you know what, Renzi, I agree. I'm asking for a five.
I said I'm expecting
spread.
A nice chair.
That would be nice too, just like an envelope. Hey guys, how you doing? Love your show. Nice and thick. Thanks, man. That'd be great, but I'll just expect the spread. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just be happy with a nice chair. So we're gonna be in Los Angeles. We're going to be in Los Angeles Super Bowl week. Stay tuned for details. So we'll have a big party on the Friday night before the Super Bowl. And speaking of parties, our 20th anniversary, we're doing a show in all the cities that we've done, we've broadcasted out of, that we've lived in, done shows out of during the 20-year run, including Vancouver. And Cam, Saturday night, Jagger's Sports Bar, Kitsilano, right up the street from Kitsilano Beach.
I love the voted one of the best beaches
in the world. And let's get a shot of the look at the spread cam. What do you think?
Oh my God. Where are you?
Look at this.
Oh, you're not slumming it. That's quality gourmet chow right there.
Look at that. Coach James Young. Coach James Young wants some of those ribs.
I see the coach salivating.
Those ribs.
We love ribs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabe Morency. Breaking it down, week 14 NFL. We got football tonight. We got Army Navy tomorrow. What has been a massive weekend? Army Navy tomorrow, MLS Cup. Really cool UFC card tomorrow night. UFC 269, Da Bronx, Oliveira, and Dustin Poirier. I've got a thought on that fight. And speaking of fights, our boy Big Man on Campus throws it down tonight in West Virginia against Jersey Jerry. And I got to tell you, I can't find anybody that wants to take Big Man. Like, I got a million people blowing me up. I'll bet against your boy. I'll bet against your boy.
I want to bet on him.
Well, you're going to have a lot of takers. Everyone wants Jersey Jerry. I didn't know this. Jersey Jerry was like a crackhead, lived on the streets of, like, Newark and stuff in Jersey.
Really?
So, yeah.
And what? And he's got stamina in a boxing fight? No offense. Big Man's been training like Rocky. I want Big Man as a dog.
Big Man has trained hard for this. He really has. Like, yes. He has. Without a doubt. Man, yeah. So just for the record, I don't know what time it's at. I forgot about it. I just see people talking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah. All right, let's bring in. So as I said, so tomorrow night, if you're in the Vancouver area, and I know we got a lot of listeners and viewers in the air, if you can't get the shot up at Jagger's again. Yeah, great bar, Cam. I've been there once before. Right up the street from Kitsilano Beach, which really is one of the coolest beaches in the world. It was voted like top five, like hot chick beach type thing. So, yeah, Jagger's cool place. But this isn't like your typical just sort of like dive bar, Cam. As you guys can see, the food. Let's get a shot. Look at the food there. And I didn't even get a shot of the fish and chips. They got like the ocean's right down the street. So I have the halibut fish and chips. Very good. Halibut fish and chips, amazing from this place. But look at those ribs, Cam. Look at those wings,
I got to be honest with you. I feel like eating my screen. Those ribs are just calling my name. I see some other things there. That they look like they got like some kind of special.
It's a little beef dip. That's a beef dip.
Oh, God, that looks good.
I've never had beef dip before, but our boy Kyle in Atlanta seems to be a big fan of it. He checked out. Our boy from the South inspected the menu of Jagger's, and he approved. He's like, oh, boy, I'd have a good time at this place. Coach Young joins us. You like ribs, Coach? What do you think of the foods? Looks pretty good there, huh?
Hey, they got Jager bombs there. If they got you did a couple of Jager bombs or Jagers, some ribs and fish and chips. Yeah. Listen, I haven't been to Vancouver. You know, maybe Brian Reed, Big Country, still living up there with Sharif Abdul-Rahim. Well, maybe I gotta take a trip up there. You know,
yeah, Big Country and Steve Francis. Hey, it's funny you say, you know, Big Country. Yeah, Big Country was a big mistake, Coach. Let's just call it out for what it is.
Big
Country was a big mistake. Big Country, Reeves. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, that's their guy. That's the guy. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, the great Vancouver Grizzly. And, of course, we can't forget about our boy, Mike Bibby.
Mike
Bibby
one
was
for
a Grizzly.
You. Horrible Grizzly, yeah. Cherokee Parks.
Cherokee Parks. Like, why? Like, when people wonder, Coach, like, the Grizzlies,
you like that
the
one,
Grizzlies
Coach?
Came into the league Cherokee Parks. Like, the Grizzlies really like drafting terrible players, didn't they?
They did.
Let's draft the worst white guy we can find. So
exactly.
It was Stu Jackson. Remember, Coach, it was Stu Jackson from the Knicks that was running. But people, listen, the Grizzlies came into the league at the exact same time as the Raptors, all right? And look at what happened to the Raptors and look at the Grizzlies. Why? Raptors' first ever player, Mighty Mouse, Damon Stoudemire.
Yep, Stoudemire.
Good pick. You know what I mean? He's your first face in a franchise. First pick for the Grizzlies, Big Country Reeves. Come on, man. Like, so you started off. Then the next big pick, Steve Francis, who told him, I'm not coming to Vancouver. They draft him anyways. Next big pick, Raptors, Vince Carter. Rest is history, Coach. Right? Who are you going to like if you're a kid growing up in Canada? I'm going to get a Vince Carter jersey, or I'm going to get a Big Country. Cam got the Big Country. Cam was a Big Country guy.
No. Actually, my favorite Grizzly, Tony Massenburg. That guy went to work. Oh, he was actually a good player.
He was a baller. Yeah.
Tony Massenburg was the best Grizzly from their crap teams, hands down.
Hold on. I got to get it.
Tony Massenburg, he played for half the NBA. He played for like 19 teams, didn't he?
He was good in Vancouver, though, Coach. Like, Tony Massenburg, I went to a game.
All this talk of the Grizzlies. I should have worn it. I should have busted it up.
Oh, I love that jersey. What a jersey.
That's great.
It's so good. I love the slide, like, all the native stuff on the. That's beautiful. That's a great jersey.
Abdul-Rahim, too.
You could do something with that one. Big Country Weaves, you have to wipe your butt with it. How bad he was. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a towel that you clean your car with.
You clean your car. You clean your car with. All right. Hey, listen, you know the ironic thing is they got more fans going to the games in Vancouver than they do in Memphis right now. I've never seen a team leave for another city where it's worse and poorer. It's like, hey, you know what? We're going to move to that city that we can only charge $90 for courtside seats because Vancouver is only the most expensive and richest city in North America. So let's not stay there where the money is. Okay. Speaking of money, let's make some money right now. NBA basketball. We got a full slate tonight. And Coach can attest to this because me and Coach spoke earlier. I'm like David Letterman. I don't like speaking to the guests before we come on the air, but my man, the Coach, I'll make an exception. But I said, Coach, and I said, what do you want tonight? And I started firing off some props. And Coach, we agreed on a few of them right away, right? Boom. We were like, yes. I think it's going to be a big prop night tonight for us, Coach.
It definitely is. I mean, there's a bunch of games in the association. But let's jump right into the first one we talked about.
Yeah.
Miles Turner tonight. For Indiana versus Dallas. I mean, let's be honest. One, Miles Turner wants to get the hell out of that place. Two, he feels like he's being underused. And it's only 12.5, and you think Dwight Powell and Kristaps Porzingis is going to hold that guy to under 12.5 points? Give me 12.5 all day. I think he gets close to 20 tonight because I think Dallas plays absolutely no defense, and I think Miles can score inside, outside, and he crashes the board. So I love that number at 12.5. I think it's crazy low.
If you look at Miles Turner, as you stated, there's a lot of talk about him being traded. And, you know, I liked how he accepted. He goes, I've been getting traded every day for the last 3 years. Right. And he said, this is a business. And he goes, all I got to do is go out there and play hard and try to win games. And in other words, I'm trying to play as well as I can to showcase myself. And he is playing well. I mean, he's a premier shot blocker in the National Basketball Association. He's added this offensive touch, as you mentioned, Coach. The key is if the game's going to be close, and it should be close, right? Like, if you look at Turner here, guys, 17 points in a close game against the Hawks, 20 points in a close game against Miami. He had an off night, 5 points against Washington, and he dropped 22. So he's gone over this number, Coach, in three of his last four of his last six. But he's getting healthier. Let's not forget, when he came back, he was coming back from an injury. So now he's starting to get, and you know coaching, Cam. What's it take, Coach? 2-3 weeks for a guy really to start get, you know what I mean, get into a groove? We're seeing it with Siakam right now. He's another one. Bet Siakam's player prop tonight over. Siakam's starting to flow right now. You can just see it in his step, the way he's running. So I like it. I like Miles Turner over. Miles Turner over 12.5. Me and Coach both agree. I already put it in. Now, Coach, let's switch over to the game. The break's coming up, but let's jump in, man. This game here, the prop-a-palooza of the night. Charlotte, who are beaten down, so you get value with the other guys who are going to get shots. And Sacramento rolling in here. Talk to me, Coach.
You may have the two worst defensive teams in the association playing tonight. So if you got a guy that's got offensive firepower, this is your night. If you're talking about Hayward or Bridges, or in my case, I like De'Aaron Fox's over, there's going to be no defense being played. The over is 231, which is a high number. I'm still taking the over in that game because there's no defense to be played, especially now that Alvin Gentry is a coach. They're running, getting transition. Take the over. You like guys? You have props you're interested in? Look at this game because there's going to be guys going over all over the place.
I'm going with Hayward. Hayward's been playing great basketball with everybody out. Hayward and Bridges, I know it's just kind of obvious, Cam, but we're just going right for the jugular. Hayward over 21, and it was 20.5. It went up to 21.5, and Bridges is 21.5 as well. But I think they both light it up tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morency, Kano and Raging Red. Cam Stewart. All right, we're talking NBA basketball. I got my props in already. We're talking about this Sacramento and Charlotte game. Up to 232.5 now, Coach.
Love it.
People are expecting points. Cam, are you playing? You're playing the Kings tonight, and
you're
not the LA
right,
Kings. Is Sacramento Kings, not LA Kings, right? Ron Rubber.
Hey, Ron Rubber hit the Kings last night. You like that 4-0 win over the Dallas Stars? Let's do it again. Hello, the Kings, back-to-back, William Regal style. We are going with the Kings. Coach said it. If you can't win this game, you guys are a train wreck. This is a great spot for them. It's only 1.5 points. Take them on the money line. I'm telling you, Gabe, Sacramento gets it done tonight. Kings.
I just like that. If they can't win this game, you're a train wreck. They are a train wreck. In fact, we know they're a train wreck.
No, they're a train wreck. But they're tonight.
They're better since the coaching change, though. Do you like the coaching change, Coach? Come on, man. I know that you're a coach. You don't want to take shots at other coaches, but I don't know how Luke Walton hung on as long as he did there. Let's be real.
That's a good point.
Seems like the coaching change has helped them.
I'm not going to talk trash about, Luke Walton. Actually, yeah, I am. I think it's a huge upgrade with Alvin Gentry. I don't know how he made it that long. And you know what? Listen, the one thing you know about Sacramento is with Alvin Gentry, they're going to run. Yep. And you know Charlotte, they can't even spell defense, let alone play it. That's why the over keeps going up. I mean, it's 232.5. I like it at 231. I may still like it at 232.5. But if you can't beat Charlotte without Rozier, without LaMelo, without Ish Smith, like, come on, man. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ. Win the damn game. I mean, come on. It's Charlotte. I don't care if it's the LA Kings, the Sacramento Kings, the Kings of Comedy. They could bring back Bernie Mac and play them along with Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, Dale Hewley. They should win that game tonight.
This guy's dropping J-bombs. He's dropping JCs on the show.
Coach, Bernie Mac from the dead. Like, oh, my, he's coming hard. Man, I'd hate to play for you and let you down. What the hell's wrong with you people? I like your style, Coach. I like that. That's a pregame speech. If you can't beat these losers tonight, like, that's the speech tonight, Cam. I'm buying in. I'm ready to play, Coach. Put me in. So Sacramento. I'm still taking Hayward. I'm still taking Bridges over 21.5 points each. I think Sacramento can win the game. And coach is selling me on the total. It's a high number, but ain't nobody going to be stopping anybody here. All right. Better move on here. Coach getting fired up about this game.
Jeez. JC Birdie Mac with that. I know, that segue just threw me for a loop, man. I was like, wow, fired up. You and your wife are going to have a good time tonight. He's bringing it.
So Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks and the Pacers. Me and Coach talked about, we like Miles Turner. Any opinion, Coach, on the side of this game? I'm going to pass. I'm just going to take Miles Turner over the 12.5 points in this game.
Well, we both like Miles Turner, but here's a spot here where if you think, no Carlisle tonight because he's in COVID protocol, you would think that Dallas should win this game without the head coach of Indiana. Here's the problem. I don't trust Jason Kidd. I actually trust Lord Pierce more than I trust Jason Kidd. So give me the home team tonight. Give me the Pacers. It's such a close, I think it's maybe 20 cents difference. Maybe just money line it and play it that way because it's two, and then you may lose if it's a one-point game. So I would definitely think it's a tight game, but just money line and take Indiana tonight at home.
I'll tell you what. I said this last year, Coach, and when Carlisle decided to leave, think about this, Coach. Isn't that a coach's dream? You have Luka Doncic as a 22-year-old. And you're willing to say, nah, I'm going to go to the Pacers and that dysfunctional franchise. seriously, think about it.
No, it's
like,
true.
What's going on there? And Don Nelson Jr. gets run out of the building. And you bring in Jason Kidd that nobody thinks is a good coach. That nobody thinks is a good fit there. And Doncic didn't even want him. I'm just stating, they're wasting Luka Doncic's. Like, it's one of these deals. Like, Cuban's too busy on Shark Tank, bro. Guy's more worried about, like, buying, a new gadget for an infomercial than he is winning a championship, it seems. And it's not going anywhere. And now you see Luka. I mean, Luka's like, guy's like 275 pounds or something, Coach.
Yeah, no, that guy put on a lot of, he likes food.
His face is all fat even. Face, it's like, bro, what is going on?
The guy's like, that's,
this guy's
I know
just
that
sitting
face.
In his hotel room, cranking burger, like, oh, what is going on, Coach, with this guy? But he can't even get down the court. He's gas, Coach. Luka.
Yeah, exactly.
He still puts up numbers, but it goes to show, hey, Luka, you're fat and out of shape when you're putting up 25-8. Maybe if you get it together, you'll put up 32-8. Come on, man.
Well, listen, him and Zion Williamson. If I'm Weight Watchers, I got a commercial ready to go with those two. But listen,
you're on fire.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Luka Doncic. Hi, I'm Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
I ate a little bit too much in the off season.
but the bigger issue is if you watch Luka lately, he complains for calls. Jason Kidd had to call him out. There's something that's going on there, and it may be Luka's a little bit too much. He's got to pipe down a little bit. Listen, he's still one of the top 10 players in the world, probably top five, but he's got to start to take care of himself a little bit because in that loaded West, the way they are and the way they may be coached, I mean, that team may not even make the playoffs if they don't get it together.
I almost look at him like Zion, though, where Zion's like, oh, who cares anyways anymore? Like, you know what I mean? I almost think like Luka's like, whatever, this is just who cares? Like, at this point, we're not going to win with the guys that we have. I don't know. I'm just sort of thinking, but, you sort of see, guys, like, if everyone sees this, you don't think Luka sees this? You don't think Luka sees it from the inside? That, man, this is a mess, right? This organization's a mess, and Cuban doesn't seem to care that it's a mess. All right, Brooklyn and the Hawks. Any opinion on this game, guys? Kem, Brooklyn and Atlanta? I have a hard time betting against Brooklyn, Coach. I'll tell you, that's my deal, man. Like,
this game.
What do you
tough.
Think of this one? What do
this
you got,
Kem? This one's tough, but I'm with the coach. I love the Kings tonight, and I love the Pacers. We're both, Coach, we're reading each other's
mail, Pacers,
buddy.
Huh?
You know what, Coach? Upgrade to a nice prime rib with your lady tonight. It's not going to be finger foods tonight. You're going for the big porterhouse. We're taking the Pacers. We're taking the Kings. This game, I don't know what to do with this game. Renzi, I have a lead.
Can you leave Coach's wife out of things before you're saying, you're going to have some great sex?
Well, we were talking off air. He says he's taking his woman out. I'm just telling him to put the Sade on and get the bubble bath. He goes, no, we're just going to drink some bourbon. I go, okay. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Anyway, just have a good meal tonight, Coach, with the Indiana Pacer money.
Hey, when I come back, we're all going out to dinner at Walt's place. Coach, I'm taking it out. We're going down to Clyde's.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's going to be great. It's gonna be a great, great spot. They got a hoop there too. You can shoot hoops. It's awesome.
I like that.
Listen, the good thing about Angie is Angie doesn't need any Sade or bubble baths. You know, we can go have a couple of burger and a couple of bourbons and a beer or two, and she's good. God bless her. She's got to deal with me on an everyday basis, so she's a good lady.
Yeah. Oh, well, Coach, I met my girlfriend in an OTB. That's all you need to know.
Cam met his girlfriend at the racetrack. It's been love at first sight ever since.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bubble bass. I was just throwing it out for you. I thought you were going high class, but now you can slum it with me, too. Beers and bourbon. I like it.
You know what's crazy? It's funny. We're on this. We get back to the props here and stuff, but I prefer women that are like the opposite of me. I've never had a girlfriend. Yeah, let's go to the game together and wearing a jersey together.
Yeah. Like, no, you're right.
I'm more like a Worlds Collide guy. I'm like, nah, I like the librarian type. Yeah, man.
I agree, give me the different. It works.
Like
for
a
you.
Buddy of mine told me, never be with someone with more problems than you. Something has stuck with me.
I gotta be honest with you. That's not good. I got problems.
All right. Give me Kevin Durant. Hey, speaking of dinner, a little KD, man. Mac KD, Kraft dinner. Kevin Durant, baby. Hey, he's rested. He was off a bye the other day, load management, whatever, coach. He comes to play tonight. I'm going over 27.5 with KD. It's simple. It's square. Hey, it's hip to be square. Give me KD over 27.5.
Hey, listen, that's funny because one of the props I love is actually KD over 27.5. He's going to be a foul mood. Listen, they just lost to Houston. Now, Houston is playing a lot better. Let's give them credit. They just lost to Houston. He's going to be in a bad mood. It's 27.5. The guy that usually would guard him would be DeAndre Hunter, who never seems to be healthy for the Hawks. I mean, who's stopping him tonight? Danilo Gallinari? I mean, come on. Give me 27.5 and KD to go over that prop tonight.
Love it. All right, Coach, time's just flying by here. Knicks and Raptors tonight. Oh, boy, it's head-to-head, Coach.
Uh-oh.
It's head-to-head.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like it's a dinner bet at Clyde's. So, man, the Raptors, man, these guys blew the lead the other day. Cam, like, whatever.
I know.
Is tonight the spot? It feels like it is.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is.
It is.
Coach, what do you think? Yeah. We think the Raptors beat the Knicks tonight. Knicks can't play defense, Coach. There's going to be points in this game. That's the bet, guys. 208.5. Raptors, Knicks, over the number. Remember, we hit that in game with the Raptors the other day to the over. Yep. And Siakam's got his stride back, Coach. I like Siakam. Siakam over points. Scotty Barnes over points. And the Raptors to win. No homer picks here. Two Raptor overs and the Raptors to win. What do you got, Coach?
Well, I'm not going to be a homer. And I can't touch the Knicks right now. I mean, they're just playing way inconsistently. And the way I look at it is the Knicks don't defend. If I'm going to play anything, I'm going to take the over tonight. The Knicks aren't defending the way they defended last year. You got to look at this, guys. I know I wanted them out of town, but they miss Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock. These other guys don't defend. So, if anything, I'm going to take the over 208 and ride it that way because I think there's going to be a lot of points scored tonight.
Coach, we got about 15, 20 seconds. Anything else, any other games or props that you want to share with us on the way out here?
No, we pretty much hit it all. Just listen, ride everybody in that Charlotte game tonight with the Kings. There's going to be a lot of points scored tonight.
All right, Coach James Young, looking good. Enjoy the dinner and date night tonight, Coach. Catch up with you next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Man, we've got a lot of picks tonight. Just looking at my account, I got 30 current bets right now. Although we do have a lot of futures, but Sal likes that.
What do I got, Sal? I got 38.
What do you got, 38.
38?
38. 38?
Yeah,
30.
I got some good.
Actually, like my account. Too. I'm looking, Sal, it says my account, bets, whatever. I've got 30 active bets, but a lot of them are futures, although I got a pretty busy card. In your account, how many current bets are sitting in your account right now, Sal?
Well, I have about 17 or 18, but they're all with futures, I have about 150 because I bet every player prop under. This is one of my things going into the year. They overinflate those over so much on the player props. And already, I don't know, how many running backs are out of the running in there?
Oh, great call.
Barkley, yep. McCaffrey. Yep. Jonathan Taylor is probably the only one still alive out of the first-round picks. Maybe Mixon. But, yeah, I got a bunch. I will say, if you had checked in with me 20 minutes ago, I was wearing clown makeup. I had to spin a wheel on Fox Bet Live because talk about gambling problems. I blew through my original $10,000, fake dollars.
Oh.
It was supposed to last the whole year through June, and I didn't last until December. So I had to spin the wheel of consequences and land on clown. And so the makeup artist comes out, and I should have just left it on. I had clown makeup.
I got to see this after. We were on at the same time. That's great. The wheel of consequences. You get a bankroll back, but you have to pay a price for it.
That's right. It could have been eggnog over the heads, but they spun the wheel, and thankfully, I only got clowns instead.
You don't sound happy about it.
Well, just listen, it's nice, right? If you ever lose money, just know that you could spin a wheel and wear some makeup.
Well, Cam, don't you wish you could do that, Cam? Yeah, sorry, Cam, yeah. You lost $3,300 last night. Can I put clown makeup on?
I put tears down my eyes and I gotta go. Yeah, honestly, I'll eat like scorpions, like anything you want, cow testicles. Just give me my money back.
Damn, we're just offering a little rouge. You don't have to eat testicles.
Sal, years ago, 15 years ago or so, Sal, me and Cam, there was a sports bar, and Cam's car was parked in a garage next to the bar. It was one of the worst Sundays in the history of Sundays for both of us. We're doing a live show at the bar all day. It's on Sirius. After we go, and we had a few drinks and stuff after. So after we're just in this garage, man. And Cam looks over. I'll never forget the line. Cam looks over. He goes, Gabe. He goes, I really just wish I could take a couple of zeros off of what we lost today. I said, yeah. I remember telling him, wouldn't it just be like, you know, instead, 430 instead of 4,300. Like one of those. Couldn't you just take a zero off? It would just be like such a difference. Just one zero, please, Al. Take a zero. Can I owe you 800 instead of 8,000?
Yeah. I love that as a title for your new show, A Couple of Zeros. I love you.
Hey, it's all right. All right, we have another guest that called us Gambling Weasels. He's going, how to gamble
Gambling Weasels.
Weasels.
That's what we are. Yeah.
I was the one wearing makeup. How should I talk?
Yeah. Hey, Sal, low of the low after you lost? Like, what's the worst thing you've done? I told you after that – I told Morenci after that Seahawks-Steelers Super Bowl, I almost robbed a gas station. I was, like, on my way there. And I go, this is a bad decision. Yeah. I go, I need money now. And I couldn't go through with it. No.
Well, now it's nice because you could like storm the nearest Nordstrom and just take what you want, and the cops will.
Yeah, smash and grab.
Yeah, that's smash and grab. I got a lot of smash and grabs planned between now and December 31st. Bowl season.
Cali's out of control. And I don't care about Nordstrom, but I'm a little concerned now. I saw they're going for the weed shops now, Sal. Go for the Gucci bags, and that doesn't affect me.
Leave
the weed stores alone, Sal.
But doesn't the weed store slow down any further criminal activity? You probably don't have enough energy to steal anything.
Hey, you figure.
Weed show, right?
That's the thing. They should just stand outside with free joints, like when the swarm comes. Here's some splits, guys. Yeah. Go away. Here, calm down.
Right.
Chill out.
Exactly.
Smash and grab. All right, so I'm smashing and grabbing Montana tonight. Come on, Sal. I know you're on this, baby.
I like it, too.
Yeah, see, I know you know what I'm talking about. Montana plus +8 against James Madison.
I told you with Huey Lewis heading to Montana. I know James Madison is a juggernaut in this whatever you want to call it, little conference. But I love that Cameron Humphrey as a quarterback. What does he have? 61%, 16 touchdowns. That's the kind of guy I'm looking for. The senior, I think, takes care of business. At least coverage. You getting 8 in this game?
Yep.
Yeah.
Up to 8 right now. See, Cam, it's Huey Lewis approved, too.
I love Huey Lewis. Yes, he's going to all these games. It's great.
Do you
here it is. It's under extra games. Extra games.
I'm a little bummed. Yeah, it's in the extra games. You can't. You really have to fish. By the way, it's hard to even find the Army Navy now. Like
I know. Oh, it's been driving me crazy on FanDuel all week, guys. I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah. I'm like, come on, guys. Where's the effing? I hit it. How many times I've hit it? I don't want Toledo and Middle Tennessee State. I know that next week. Like, Sal, you read my mind. I swear to God, I know you threw my computer a few hours ago. I'm like, where's effing Army and Navy, man?
I didn't want to badmouth FanDuel, but it's the only game tomorrow. They should have it up there. Maybe they're afraid of too many people are pounding the under. Cam and I, we talked about it. What is it, 34 and a half? Well, I can't even.
It's 35 now. Who you take? It's 15 straight under, Sal. That's not a trend. That's a fact. Like I said, a trend is you're wearing blue underwear and white socks and the wind is blowing 12 miles an hour on Wednesday nights. That's a dumbass trend. When a football game has gone under 15 straight times, that's just fact. I know it's 35. It's tricky. I like the middies. Give me the points, Sal. You look at Navy, man. They played Cincinnati. They play Notre Dame. They play Houston. They play SMU. They're playing real elite top-tier football teams with speed. 7-2 ATS their last 9. 2-2 straight up over their last 4, including one of the losses to Notre Dame. Throw out the records with this stuff. Navy playing better football down the stretch. I like the points, Sal. I'm going with the points and the under.
I think you're right. They've played a better schedule, although it gets me crazy. What did they lose to Notre Dame by 34? And I looked at the box score, and guess how many times they passed? 3. Just like the freaking Patriots on Monday. They're like, we're losing by 21. We're losing by 28. We're good. We don't know that other facet of the game. We're just going to keep it on the ground. It makes me sick. I know what you're saying, Cam. I know the low number makes you want to go over. I am fine getting the under and losing this. If there's a pick six or a fumble six the other way or crappy weather leads to a turnover and a score and I lose this game, so what? But 15 in a row, and I think 38 out of 41 in the Service Academy games have gone under. It's just a pleasure to watch. Bull two wedge up the middle, maybe an option. They'll pitch it to the up back there. I don't care. I'm going under. I'm taking my chances. I don't care.
How can I not sell you guys, though, a Navy plus 14 and a half over 28?
No. Navy plus 14 and a half under 42.
Under 42.
That's the teaser. That's the teaser right there.
Yeah, you could middle that. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
What'd you look at?
I know it's a big rivalry, but we have Bears Packers too. Like those are the biggest rivalries, Army Navy and Bears Packers, and we can't get one game to be good in 100 years out of those. Like it's got to mean a little. I know it means a lot to the teams, but it should mean something for the fans too, right?
Hey, Donald Trump, remember Donald Trump? Yeah. He went to the Army Navy game, and he goes, "Oh, it's an honor to be here." He goes, "The football's not very good, but I'm here." So, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, it's not very good football, but I'm glad to be here.
Listen, it's good, nice. Good facts, thanks, sir. For once, I agree with them. They set the cannon off. They show the guy. The cadets are happy in the crowd. But as soon as they kick that off, nobody who doesn't have a dime on the game is watching that religiously.
That's true. I think I'm going to have about a dime on the game, Sal, to be honest. It's funny you said that. You know, we end up with a dime. All right, NFL this week. What are you looking at? What catches your eye the most? Instead of me throwing games at you, you got that Bills, the Bills Bucks games, obviously a cool one. Niners and Bengals is a hard one. What are you looking at this week?
Well, I like the Bills Bucks over. I mean, I don't think it's going to be as it won't be as physical and stupid as that was Monday night for Buffalo. Where although it would be funny if Brady just handed off every down, wouldn't it? If that was the key to beating the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott would be like, what the hell is going on here? How did everyone figure out our weakness? They're just handing off. No, but I think it's a 31-27, 31-28 type final. So I'd rather go over than lay the points with the Bucks or take the points with the Bills. What do you guys feel on that? I think it'll be easy for Allen.
Same thing, over.
I love the Bills.
The Bucks are the only team that averages 30 points a week. What's that?
It's hard to trust the Bills, though, Cam. They don't have Tre'Davious White, their best defensive back.
I don't care.
That wasn't exposed against the Patriots.
Care.
Oh, yeah, and let me just bring up, and I know Sal's a numbers guy, just for everybody tuning in. Tom Brady has suited up 35 times in his career against the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
He's won 32 of them.
He's
32-3 in his career against the Buffalo Bills.
I am aware. Allen, ding, 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 all day. Bills outright. I'll take them on the money line. Give me the damn 3.5. Hey, Tom Brady, everyone's greasing them with these stories and stuff like that, the documentaries. This is where the wheels fall off this week. Bills on an upset. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow, what do you think, Sal? I'm just sticking to the total, and I'm a Bills fan. I can't trust these guys, the Bills now.
I trust them.
That must have driven you crazy. That Monday game must have driven you crazy. Like I said, it is. Ugh. Is Belichick a genius? Like, is Lucy a genius, or is Charlie Brown an idiot? Like, what are we doing anymore here?
Charlie Brown's an idiot.
Charlie Brown's an idiot, and that's a Bills idiot. That's the bottom line. Missed a field goal. It would have been a different story for sure. I'll give you a winner. I hate to say it, but the Washington football team against my team.
Oh, okay, really?
They're the full of crap team, and that wins 17-15 every week, and they're going to keep it going, at least getting the 4 points. Mike McCarthy opened his big, gigantic mouth and said, we're going to win this game. If you want to give your team a better chance to win, step aside and let Dan Quinn take over for a few weeks until we get the division title. He's 0-4, McCarthy, against Ron Rivera. I don't know why he's opening his mouth like this. We have injuries. I know they have injuries as well, Montez Sweat, but I think they keep it close. Heineke's like 73% in the last 4 weeks. I would take Washington plus the number.
What are you leaning there, Ken? Everyone I talk to this week likes Dallas. Dallas. And Sal's a Cowboy fan, and he says Washington. What are you saying, Ken?
Train wreck. I think Dallas wins the game. They squeak it out, but Washington might cover. I think it's a tough game. The Washington football team is playing great right now.
I talked about it yesterday.
Dallas, they play them in two weeks anyway. Dallas could get their revenge then.
There's five division games left here. Washington played a division. They all play each other down the stretch right now.
Right.
I put a future in, Sal. I love the regular season win totals still. I put a future in on Washington over. I need two more wins. I got to win two out of the next five games.
Really? When did you put that in?
Yesterday, 2 days ago. It's up still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, two. Yep.
So they play the Eagles, Giants, the same combination everybody does.
Cowboys twice, Eagles twice, and the Giants in New York last game of the year.
Giants are going to fold the tent, I think, soon enough. Yeah.
What about the Browns and the Ravens? The Browns are in the ultimate situational spot. I'm sure it's talked about on your show all week, right? The bye, blah, 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 and all that other stuff. I bought in. Give me the Browns. What do you think?
Yes,
I went the other way. I hate all these teams. I think they could do damage in the playoffs. Ravens have gone 4 weeks without scoring 20 points, but I think they get their act together. I'm going with the better quarterback in this matchup. I don't think Baker has enough to exploit that.
Maybe I hate betting on Baker.
Oh, that hurts, Sal. Yeah. I thought you were going to be on the Browns.
I hate betting on Baker. This isn't a Browns jersey, Sal. It's a BC line. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, backdoor cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's game time decisions. I am Morency. It's actually physically impossible to get to everything, Cam, isn't it? Like, at once, and just everything. There's too many games. It's like, we try to do our best. So let's rattle off the picks right now for games that are coming up here at 7 o'clock, Cam. Let me throw off some props here for people. Get your picks ready. We've been talking about it earlier. So I'm taking the Montana Grizzlies football. Montana Grizzlies against James Madison. Give me the +8 with the Grizz. Montana beat the Washington Huskies earlier this year, guys. They're a real football team. James Madison have this quarterback's got like 37 touchdowns and 2 interceptions only. But I think it's going to be a close game. Montana hang around here on the road. Give me the Grizz plus the points. I'm going to go in that Charlotte game. I took the Sacramento Kings as well, Cam. Give me the Kings on the money line. And I'm going to Kings money line, but I'm going to buy back on the other side. I've got Miles Bridges over 21.5 points and Richie Cunningham, Gordon Hayward, also over 21.5 points. Me and Coach agree. He loves those picks too, but we both agree. Me and Coach spoke off here earlier without even knowing, and we both said the same thing. Miles Turner, Cam, over 12.5. Miles Turner over 12.5 points tonight. And here's another one too. Tyrese Halliburton's on fire, Cam. He's getting playing time.
I love
Coach.
He's one of my favorite players. 18.5,
Cam. Yeah, he's good. Get in on this prop, Cam. 18.5 points and assist tonight combined. Come on, bro. Points and assists?
I think
he's going to get this easily. Yeah. He's going to get it easily, bro. Halliburton over 18.5 points and assists tonight.
Halliburton is one of the most underrated players. That guy works his ass off. He does a lot of things well. I don't think people talk about him enough. No, that's the media. Oh, it's Lakers every day. Like, watch a Sacramento Kings game. This guy works like he's a very, very solid guy. I'm a big fan of Halliburton. One of my favorites.
Oh,
okay. What are we doing?
Hockey. What do you got? Hockey.
Take the Capitals. Just the Capitals. It's an early game. Basketball. These are all sides. You do the props, Marenzi. Indiana money line. Sacramento money line. I'm on Indiana and Sac. Those are my games.
Yeah, we got time to get to the rest of the NBA too, right? There's only a couple. So this, the Sacramento game coming up now. I've only got Miles Turner over in the Pacer game, and we got Halliburton over, Hayward over, Bridges over in the Sacramento Kings money line.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more. You know.